For many U.S. immigrants, the American dream includes starting a business one day. That's true for many in Latin American communities, and increasingly, women are starting those businesses. States like California, Texas, and Florida all have strong markets for business-minded Latinas, but no state has seen more growth in Latina-owned firms than right here in Georgia. That's according to the 2015 State of Women-Owned Businesses Survey, and our Martha Dalton has more.
Maria Azuri is teaching a class in Spanish to Latin American women interested in starting their own businesses. She's talking about the importance of branding products. Azuri asks her students what comes to mind when they hear the name of one well-known brand.
Cuando pensamos en Apple, ¿qué es lo que pensamos?
Each student has a business plan. Here, they learn how to transform those plans into actual ventures, Azuri says.
You can't provide just a class because entrepreneurship is so much more than just the class material. So we really create an ecosystem of support.
That ecosystem includes networking opportunities, a closed Facebook group, and weekly tutorial sessions. Atlanta's Latin American Association started offering the courses last spring. The program started with 40 students. Since March, about 170 women have completed the course.
Mi nombre es Ruby Porras.
Ruby Porras is one of those students.
Mi idea de negocio es expandir mi negocio porque
she owns a small gift wrapping store, but wants to expand it so she can offer more products.
Hacer bolsos a mano y bufandas a mano.
Rosa de Gran wants to sell handmade scarves and purses together with her mother-in-law. These women represent some of the many Latinas living in Georgia who've started their own businesses. In 2015, American Express commissioned a survey of women-owned small businesses in the U.S. It found there are four times as many Latina-owned firms in Georgia now as there were in 1997. Andrea Rivera with the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce says many Latin Americans looking to start businesses come to Atlanta.
Differentiating itself from Miami, New York, LA, Chicago, which are much larger markets and more well-established, Atlanta is a lot newer. So people know that when they're deciding to move to the United States and they're looking for options.
And it seems to be working out well for many of them. According to the 2015 Women-Owned Businesses Survey, revenues for Georgia's Latina-owned businesses are also growing at a faster rate than other states. The sluggish economy over the past few years may also explain why women have gone into business.
Low-income Latino mothers have been affected by the construction industry recession.
Carolina Ramon is a consultant with the Small Business Development Center at the University of Georgia.
Their husband, fathers, and brothers have lost their jobs, and they have to start doing something to support those families.
She says running a small business provides flexibility for Latinas who are also stay-at-home moms. At the end of their eight-week course at the Latin American Association, these women present their business plans. Ruby Porras is showing slides of the different ways she wraps gifts. Some are in balloons, others are decorated in cans of all sizes. Rosa de Gran is explaining her business plan. She's brought a variety of scarves she made to show everyone. Each student is asked to make a personal statement as part of her presentation. De Gran says she's a positive person who believes she can achieve. She also wants to set an example for her children so they'll strive to be successful too. Martha Dalton, WABE News.